Greetings. We are at the Amtrak station. It's in California. We are in California, but yeah, Sacramento. And we're waiting to board a slightly delayed Zephyr train to Reno. And, Chris decided, because he's got, what are they called? I kept forgetting.
Binaural mics.
And he decided to record the train coming in. And I just thought, well, this is not stereo, obviously, for me. But I'll maybe record that and some atmosphere, like the golf buggy going past. And sorry about the wind. You might be able to hear a bit of breeze. It's pretty similar to our station, and they assist us in the same way at that station, where they have golf buggies or golf carts taking us to the platforms, or they seem to call them tracks here, not platforms. Like
platforms.
I noticed they say, like, you know, the Zephyr train coming in on track 5, whereas here they have a sort of speech synthesizer giving the, you know, some of the announcements, most of the announcements, actually. A lot of the Americans I've come across are just so friendly. They really are. I just want to stay here. I don't want to go home. Well, not that I'm going home for a while, but I don't want to go home. I could so get used to this, because I've learned how to get around Chris's area, or where we've been to, and the supermarket and all the stuff, all that kind of jazz. I can't talk. So we just went to Starbucks. There's a Starbucks near here before we came to the train. And it's all rather groovy, really.
Yes, I think one of your friends is here.
That's probably so.
Like 33 of you. Yep. How wonderful, you guys are going to have such a good time.
Oh.
That's so great. So how long is your conference?
It's a week.
A full week?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Where are you going to stay?
We're at the Nugget in Sparks.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. I think that's a really great place.
Yeah. Fantastic. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. I hope it's nice weather for you and it doesn't get too hot.
It should be reasonably nice. It's
a lot cooler than last week.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, that was horrible.
So are you from Sacramento area?
I am.
Chris, I'm from Australia, actually.
Australia?
Melbourne, yeah. I came here about a week and a half ago now. So
Oh, my goodness.
So Chris is my partner. So so I sort of met him for the first time in person. We're just staying here with him and going to this conference, which I've been to before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
wonderful.
Huh?
Good.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome to America.
Thank you very much.
we did a lot of just taking it easy, staying out of the
heat.
Out of the heat.
Yeah.
We've gotten to see a lot of my friends and family.
Yes.
And then, of course, we're doing the conference this next week. And conference organizers have put together a lot of tours in local the Reno Sparks area, so that's really
wonderful.
Nice. And then there's an exhibit hall of technology and stuff, so we're really looking forward to that.
Yep. Are they doing roll call up there for them?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Would you like me
to take you? No,
we're not
with
them.
That group.
Okay.
No,
you're independent.
You.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Well, good. Yeah. Well. So you haven't seen the sights yet, and gone to all those places. What's the Gold Rush place where it's real tactile? The Gold Rush Museum.
Oh.
Sutter's Fort.
What, in Australia?
Or here?
Oh, here.
Here in Sacramento.
We just. there's, you know, Rachel will be back next year.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and there's
oh,
a lot of touristy good. Things we want
to do. We can do. Yeah, okay. There's so many. But it was just so hot. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
We didn't do a lot.
Yeah. I'm from a little bit more north of Reading.
Okay, yeah. I know the area.
And so it's a lot hotter than here.
It's horrible.
So. It is. And we just stay in. We, you know, when it gets really hot, we run from our air-conditioned house to our air-conditioned car and just kind of stay in during those real hot days that we've had last week. 117, 118 was crazy.
Wow. So, do you know the you Reiki, don't you?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Oh, you are. You're the word person who had this before.
We are going to Omaha.
Sorry, that's you. I of course, the voices sort of mingle for a little while.
Oh, I'm sure.
So,
there's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to a family reunion.
Oh, yes.
We're excited.
Yes.
With our kids and our grandkids. Very nice. We have 23 grandkids.
Wow.
They're all going to be there.
You sound way too young to be a grandmother.
Oh, you're so kind.
You really do.
You do. You're right.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm 62. Though.
Wow. You seriously sound maybe in your late 30s or 40s.
Oh, thank you. Nice to know I have a young voice.
Oh, you do. Oh, you do. I bet you look young too.
I'm not really, no.
Oh.
But that's kind of you.
Yeah. Some people just naturally have the young voices, and others have older voices. And
true. All the time when I was young, and even when I had children, people would say, "Can I talk to your mommy?"
Yes.
Which is a little in.
Michelle gets that sometimes.
Your friend Michelle?
Yes.
Yeah, she sounds young.
Oh.
Yeah, my friend Michelle has a very young voice.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
So they said that you, Chris, are a regular traveler. Is that right?
Less so now, but certainly before.
Yeah?
When I lived in Colorado, my family was here. And so I took the train out here to see them a lot. So I really got to know the route between Denver and here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, oftentimes it was cheaper than the plane. I find the train really relaxing.
I do too. I love it. It's so much better. I just there's not that hot, that real rush and hurry and get on your seat and stay there. And,
yeah.
It's very, very mellow, very relaxed.
And all of the employees I find are so.
Yep.
And they're not in a rush, and it's just so much easier, so much nicer.
Yeah.
This is my husband's first time on the train.
Oh, wow.
So he's pretty excited.
Yeah. So how long will you be away for? What's it called again? Sorry?
Omaha.
Omaha, yeah.
We're going to be there for a week.
Oh, okay.
And all of our kids, we have 6 boys.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
And they're all married and all have children. So we have 23 grandkids. And so they're all going to be there at one of our kids' houses.
Oh, nice.
And it's going to be wall-to-wall people, but that's what everybody wants. They don't want to be in different hotels and things, so we're all just gonna cram on the floor for a whole week.
Yeah,
and just have fun.
Well, yeah,
that's wonderful.
I have one suitcase that is just—it's the heaviest suitcase, and it is just stuff for the grandkids.
Oh,
very nice.
So, how many grandkids? Sorry, did you say you had
23?
Oh, 23!
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
I know. I have a spreadsheet that tells me when everybody's birthday is because I cannot remember.
Yeah.
I need some help to remember.
Yeah.
That's a lot of birthdays.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really is. It's crazy. Looks like the train is coming.
I heard the whistle. So.
Wow.
Good hearing.
Yeah, I didn't even hear that. Get recording.
I'm recording. Yeah.
recording the train coming.
Yep. These mics
recording the train?
Yeah, they're stereo mics.
Uh-huh.
So there's the left one, then there's the right one. And so when you listen to it play back, the train would come, the engine would come right out.
From left to right.
From left to right.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's a nice way to experience a place that you've been. You know,
yeah.
You can't look at pictures. So
it's memories.
It's a great way to remember it.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming in.
Well, I heard that they had to pick up a couple extra engines.
Oh, okay. That's why they're delayed.
That's probably the delay.
Yeah.
13 and 14. Yeah, all okay. Seats upstairs.
That's fine. That's great.
Are you with them?
No.
You're help. So you need a number too.
Well, no, I'm actually in a sleeper.
Oh, okay. All right. Awesome. I'll say. Okay. You talk. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
you okay?
I got your bag if you want to go.
I'm gonna put your 9 and 10, okay?
Oh, sorry.
9 and 10.
Oh, 9 and 10.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, let's see here.
It's right here. Sir.
I'm gonna take them upstairs, okay?
Okay.
Ooh, is this your bag?
The one with the big burgundy one?
I'm gonna put it on the luggage rack.
Okay.
Do you need the gray one upstairs? Or are you okay?
No, we're good. I just wanna know where it's going.
It's over here.
He said two decks.
Great room for your fellow passengers.
And I'm going to take you upstairs.
Okay, thank you.
Come on this way.
Okay.
Follow my boys.
Yep.
It's a small little stairwell here.
Oh, yep, yep.
Very narrow, very small.
Wow, okay. So has that got my back too?
About 10 steps, okay?
Oh, okay.
They keep winding.
Keep winding, okay.
Yep, yep. There's no, I gave you seat numbers, so everybody has a seat number. Everybody has a seat number.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to run into no problems. We're going to make a left.
I know.
Oh. Right there to the left.
No, not you. I'm sorry, but we're going to go this way.
Oh, okay. Yep.
It's a narrow area. You
yes.
got some seats here.
No worries.
The seat back. Or you
yes.
can...
Oh, okay. Oh, yep.
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 You lost a bunch of your batteries.
A little bit further.
Yep.
And we're going to be over here on the left, right-hand side. Right-hand side.
On what? Sorry. Okay. No, that's all right.
There you go.
This is the
yep,
seat
two
there.
Seats.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You can,
awesome.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You got it.
You got it.
Those stairs are cool.
Yeah, they are.
All right. I'm going to just give... This is a double-decker train, and I don't know how much you heard being in my pocket, but there is a stairwell, but they were of course very narrow, only like for one person, only, you know, the width of one person, or only me anyway. And you stepped up two steps and then you turn right, and two more steps and then right, and sometimes it was three or four steps, and then went up to the second floor, top floor. Anyway, so I'm going to stop now, and we're settled on the train, and then I'll resume, or I'll do another recording when, maybe I'll just have this as one recording. And one boom, and so I'll pause for now. So I'm resuming my recording where would you say we're over the mountain. The train's done a lot of starting and a lot of stopping. The power seems to have gone out. We assume the power seems to have gone out quite a bit, which is not normal, obviously, I guess. And we decided to finally come down to the dining car, no, the cafe car, and I came without my phone, like I left it in our seat, and I thought, oh, I really should have come down, because there's someone, this is where someone describes what's where we're passing, like now. Well, sort of, well. He was.
Oh, he's just talking.
Yeah, talking to someone else. But yeah, and I thought, because this is why the main reason why I wanted to boom on the train, so I could get like the descriptions of what we're passing and things. So I thought I'd go back and get my phone. And that was an adventure in itself. Because there's a long way. It's a double decker train, so. And then I wished I record the lady when we were getting our lunch, because she was just, she's so cool. She's funny. And yeah, it's a good atmosphere.
Well, it depends on whether it's connected or in service.
But there's no describing going on at the moment, though, so I'm sure she'll do it again.
They have to be 480 equipped. So. Assuming everything runs, assuming the 480 is all hooked up all the way through from the head end to the last unit,
then it should
be able to control the rear from the front.
and we're meeting all sorts of people, and it's really cool.
Yeah, my dad tried to call me back.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so your dad's, you've got a sleeper, have you?
Yes. Yes.
How's that?
It's really nice. We did one that they say is handicap accessible because it's a little bigger and
yeah.
The toilet in there.
Yeah.
Because somebody told me that the bathroom's really small.
Yeah.
I have it. Seen that. But it's really nice because it gives them a plenty of room to move around, but we can see out both sides of the train.
Oh, that's
nice.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, you sit there, you can see out both sides instead of just one. So
they had to switch them around somewhere in route because
and for some reason it was less expensive for this trip. I'm like,
that's
are
nice.
You sure? And they're like, yeah, it happens sometimes. So.
Take it and run.
That's right. I snatched it right away.
Well, good.
No, we're not going to play this. I'm taking it.
Yeah, you don't have to climb stairs as much.
Yeah.
And can you sleep okay? Like, can you sleep
yeah.
while you're moving
on? I've never been on a cruise ship, but a lot of people I talked to said that it's a lot easier than a cruise ship.
It can, usually it is easier than a cruise ship because if the cruise ship encounters any rough water, you might feel it. Now, some of the ships are so big. And the ships have these, they're called stabilizers. So the stabilizers move and they counteract the action of the ocean, of the water. So you don't feel it as much. But on the train, most of the time, unless they hit rough track, it feels great. When you're sleeping, when you're laying
oh, yeah.
down.
Just kind of,
it rocks you to sleep.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
And once you get used to it, you're out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been really nice.
Good.
Yeah.
And so you've never done a sleeper?
No. I mean, not even in Australia. I haven't done the one, so I want to do one at some stage just to have the experience. We went on. In Australia, we've got the Spirit of Tasmania, which is a ship that goes between the mainland and Tasmania. So that takes about 12 or so hours. So we did that in the evening. So we had a cabin there.
That would be cool.
It was cool, but I kind of woke up with I felt like I had a hangover because it was like this ship was. There were a few choppy, I guess it was a bit choppy that evening outside of the heads, and it was just like, yeah, my head was rocking and rolling, and I woke up.
Yeah. That is one place I've always wanted to go. I want to go to Australia.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I need to put that on my bucket list.
Yes.
How long does it take to fly?
Well, it took me about 14 and a half to 15 hours.
Okay.
It was meant to be 14 and a half, but I think, there were a few delays on the ground. So, yeah, basically I was on the plane for about 14 and a half to 15 hours. From Melbourne to LA.
Okay.
And then I had a layover for about 5 hours, and then I just an hour to Sacramento. So yeah, I mean it's a very long flight.
Yes, I heard it was. I just was curious.
But if you've got good entertainment, then the time does go quick.
Yeah. And they told me if you ever go to make sure you can be there for a good 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh yeah, it's definitely
definitely.
Yeah. I don't think it's really worth it any less.
Much to see.
Yeah.
So much to see, and why would you fly that long?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, some people have to, and I guess some people do it for work, but if you're coming on a holiday.
Because what is your time difference?
Well, it depends which state you're talking, because Australia has... let me see. Well, about 3 time zones, and I know America has about 6.
Yeah, that's pretty easy, 3.
Yeah.
But between us and where Chris is at the moment in Sacramento, it's about 17 hours.
Yeah. So right now, like what time is it right now?
Let's see, here is 4.
So it will be 3, 2, 1, 12, 11. It will be 9 o'clock here.
Tomorrow morning.
To 9 o'clock on Friday morning in Melbourne now.
Right now.
How are you doing?
No, seriously, like and I've heard people say this, and it's kind of true. Going to the other country is not as bad as coming back. Coming here the next day, I didn't feel like myself. I felt I was sort of really recovering from the plane, the flight. But after that, I seemed to be okay, which is good.
I bounced back. Yeah. Really fast.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
But going back to Melbourne, I'm not looking forward to it because I get in at 9:30 in the morning, and so I'll have to try and resist going to sleep. Because if you can resist going to sleep till your night time, then at least you can try and get back into the, you know, into the rhythm.
Yes. So how long are you here for?
I leave on the 10th of July. Yes.
That's nice. It's a little nice.
Yeah.
That's we think
fun.
So.
And then I'll look forward to Chris's visit in October.
You can sit down. You're back.
I waited for that line to die down.
I don't blame you.
Is there a line
at the right time?
For most of the time we were here, there was a line.
Yes. Is there a line now?
Not now.
I might go and get some
M&M's.
M&M's.
Now that the line is shut down.
Oh, no, I'll just, yeah, you can have the shake because, yeah. I'll be happy with my M&M's.
M&M's.
M&M's. I'll just put my...
There's a couple people up there.
Oh, that's all right. I'll just stand in line like a good little Aussie and...
a good little Aussie?
Yeah.
Aww.
The strange stuff pushing me. They're polite.
Just so you know, he's speaking right now on the mic. So.
Yes.
Oh, I think he's... I'm not sure if he's done yet. Just so you know, he's standing there.
Okay.
When you come out of Sacramento, that's the first place you can ski in the winter.
So just a normal Pepsi, Chris.
Yep,
bring
a
Pepsi. And do you need your cup or?
A
can.
Just
a can,
because I've got ice. Yep,
all right.
Thank you.
Stairs are on your right.
Oh, okay. Where's the line for the...
Straight ahead.
Straight ahead?
Oh,
thank you.
Well, I got the L. I didn't get the hill, but I got the L.
You're funny.
I'm sorry.
I was just gonna hold on to something, but that's alright.
Young lady, you're back.
I'm back. Can I please have a Pepsi for Chris and also some M&M's for me?
Okay. Thank you, baby.
We're fresh out of Pepsi and fresh out of M&M's, ma'am. You'll have to come back tomorrow.
We're not going to change tomorrow.
I see you got boxes for me, boo-boo. Let me have it. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
$5, honey.
$5, exactly. That's good.
Exactly.
I think I've got that in.
Did you want M&M's plain or peanut?
Pardon? Oh, just plain.
Plain, that's what I got.
I think this is $5, isn't it?
You are absolutely right.
Oh, good. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you.
Can I help you to your sheet now?
No, that's all right. I should be all right. Oh, sorry.
Somebody probably figured it out that, go ahead.
Sorry.
But if you have three.
Chris?
Well,
yep,
maybe
right
the weight of those extra
right here.
We've got another cup. That's right.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Right here.
Damn
it.
I had $5 in my pocket.
Oh, that worked out. Good for you.
Yes.
Using your American money.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
So how much was that bottle of wine?
16.
Was it a half bottle?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So expensive.
No, I've been drinking that for a while.
right? So what time did I? I don't know. 4 o'clock.
I think it was.
Well, that's not been a while.
An hour.
It should have been longer than that.
I've had that thing gone in 10 minutes.
I've had 2 single servings and 2 other drinks. So I'm on this train till Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm alright.
I can
sleep all day tomorrow if I want.
That's how I'm feeling right now.
And you've got, as I say, you've got another
got a bad thing.
If I need it, thank you.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll pour you some.
Maybe I'll have, I'll just have a bit though. Oh, you should, no. You should fresh plus, fresh ice. You should fresh ice.
I'll give you the
pictures. Oh, that's okay.
That's fine.
Let's
just...
I'll give you some
M&M's. Yeah, I'll put some M&M's on your PDF.
Thank you.
Of course. The pattern is due.
Pattern is... Oh, remember you said that. When you don't want to do something for me.
Yeah.
Like, has happened.
Has happened.
It has happened.
There was some Reggie Greg and snow up on those things.
Yes, so there was.
They said there was, what, 4,000 feet or so?
600.
No.
Yeah, 4,000. Like, I mean, it was,
wow.
It was a lot of snow.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
They were like, that's the most snow that's been up there.
That's just crazy.
Pretty good. Well, that's not a lot. Yeah,
that's
all
right. I wanted to get some.
But yeah, they were having to deal, they were having to like, to get road, snow off the roads, they were having to put it in trucks and take it away and put it in parking lots.
Wow.
Mmm, I'm on.
Oh yeah. I got water on my way from the dump cushion. That's pretty cool. I don't know if I could actually say I want to go up there just to go up there. That's nasty weather there.
Oh yeah. 30 miles an hour. It will take 4 minutes to pass through the
tunnel.
There is a tunnel you will go through tomorrow night called the Moffat Tunnel. Second longest railway tunnel in the country. And it will take about 12 minutes.
Really?
Wow.
It's very long.
Cool, I love tunnels.
You want to take it
well, we're in one.
Yeah, really, I noticed.
Yeah, we are now.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of life section, so I saw it all go dark.
But they tell you don't walk between the train cars.
Because really?
The diesel smoke and the coal dust is too strong.
Oh.
Because you're in there for 12 minutes.
Wow, yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. They shut the tunnel underneath the Continental Divide.
Wow.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And they've got a track going each way inside. And then they have these giant vents and fans. So after a train leaves, they turn it on. And suck out a lot of the coal dust and diesel smoke and blow it out to the outside.
Yes, that's a good idea.
But even still, because there's so much of it, they only allow, I think it's 12 trains a day to go through there. Because they don't want any passengers or crew members to get sick. Because it's just...
That makes sense.
The dust and the smoke are so thick.
Oh, right. A wealth of information.
Yeah, no.
I love train travel.
Let's
I really
see
do.
You know
I have, I'm pretty fascinated with the whole rail systems.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Really? And these people did this? Like,
yeah.
In the 1860s.
Yeah,
I don't know how they
did
it. I don't know how.
With the train with all your material, and then you're just throwing tracks in front of them.
Yep. Yeah. You need to lay down the, you know, lay down the ties, and then, you know, hammer each spike in by hand, and then you had to, you know, blast a tunnel through, and
yeah.
Back
good
in the
grief.
Day when we had to work.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we're still in the tunnel, Chris.
Yes, we are. It's about 4 minutes long.
This one?
Yeah,
really? What one is it?
I don't know the name.
I know.
I think he said it, but I didn't.
He
hear
did.
It.
I didn't hear it.
No.
I would say. I remember black and white TV.
I don't.
And there were pay phones around.
I remember having to dial a phone.
Party.
Yeah.
Party
you
lines.
Had the,
we yep. had party lines. So 6 people were on the same line. So.
Get off the phone!
Yeah.
Jinx.
Oh, yeah, you get them.
My,
you'd have someone else.
Another
family member.
Yep.
The kids look at that today going, what is that?
What in the heck? Yeah. How do you use that thing?
A friend of mine put on Facebook recently, he had to explain to his daughter what a busy signal was. She'd never heard one.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
what's that?
It kills me. Yep. It really does. I mean, now that they're just stuck to these phones all day.
Yep.
And I don't know about anybody else, but the light of the screen and computer screens and
yep.
messes with my...
With your what?
With my eyes.
It can. Yeah, it can mess with people's eyes.
And then on your cell phone, you have a warning that says don't hold to your ear. It can cause cancer.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Use a headset mostly.
Well, they just got to cover their faces.
Yeah. But I mean, don't hold your phone to your ear. Oh, okay.
But it's a phone.
You know?
Okay, so let's
wear a headset.
Speakers, yeah. Everybody can hear you.
All right.
And that drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
People that talk on speaker, I can't drive to speaker. I don't want to hear their conversation.
Yeah, it's really nice to be on these trains when you're out of cell phone range.
Uh-huh.
But when you get into cell phone range, everyone's on their feet.
And it's like flying. As soon as the plane lands.
We just came out.
Yeah, we do know. Yeah, it's like the planes. As soon as you land and they say, okay, you can start using your phones, you hear all these messages go off.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
And you had when they picked the Nokia phones, all you heard was, ding, ding, ding,
ding. I keep mine off because, you know, I just try to be considerate.
Oh, yeah, I turn Everplane on. Everplane.
I used to, but then recently I became a boss. Now everybody can talk to me.
Well, I got the FaceTime, and when my niece calls, I have to. I haven't seen her forever. Yeah, I know. But I'll go somewhere.
It's different. But these people, I love the people. Nope. Nobody's listening. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Shut it off.
We're coming up on my second most favorite lake.
Which one's that?
It's Lake Donner Lake.
Donner Lake.
My favorite is Lake Tahoe,
yep.
Which we won't be going by. Second is Donner.
See, a wealth of information.
I was born 8 miles from Lake Michigan.
I mean, that was crazy, really.
An A in geometry, an A in English, and an A in the railway.
If there was a test, I suppose I'd do okay.
Right?
Everybody be cheating on you.
They moved to Michigan in the 1870s.
You got something you want to know?
Before that, they were in Ohio, near Mansfield.
No bucks.
What's that?
No bucks.
They come there in the 1840s. Before that, they
landed in Scotland.
Don't
go.
My mother's house from Scotland.
So she's traveled here. Have you made it out to her house?
Not to me yet.
No.
October.
Nice.
Where do you live?
I'm in Melbourne. I live in Melbourne, Australia.
Nice.
Yeah. That's nice that you've already got it set up to go.
Yep. I've been through there.
Matter of fact, I left a voicemail with my travel agent, and
she
called us when we were sitting in Sacramento waiting for our train.
The double track.
And I said, yeah, I'd love to talk to you, but now is not the time. So we're going to try to talk to her tomorrow and set up the ticket.
How long are you
going to
be gone then?
I like 2 weeks.
That's nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rachel's got 2 weeks off from work. And then I'll be there for a third week.
Cool.
On 31 October
1846,
heavy snows near the end of the lake. What the hell? How am I drinking?
Oh, did I drink it?
No. What's that?
I didn't see nothing.
But I just spit it into this bag.
Oh, okay. What'd you drink?
I crunched on something and I didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah. What, any drink?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see anything, but that doesn't mean much.
Have you been alive?
I hope that's like
where are you from?
So maybe it was an M&M.
Maybe.
Could have been an M&M. That's both.
Not as much as out here.
Right.
Memorial State. Someday I'm hoping I'm going to live in the east end of the lake. You can see them. And a campground open during the spring.
Utah summer.
Never was in Utah.
What is the actual name of that big tunnel?
We call it the big hole.
Big hole. Another tunnel.
It's below Donner Peak. It's below the highest peak.
Hello.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Started.
And I've figured out, because of course you did it before, so I didn't know where the buttons were on the door.
Oh, yeah. But you found them.
I figured them out. Maybe if I press this. Oh,
yeah, it works.
I don't really know. What I tell them is, we're about to enter a box canyon, which the railroad used as a way to slowly reduce the gradient into trucking.
What did you get off in Reno?
And it has nothing to do with an S-curve. It has to do with the fact that
they
chose the box canyon as a way to keep
the usually do in the late spring, summer, early fall.
That's where
because up here, man oh man, after after about October, late October, early November, it can do anything out here. Last year, it just from about January to March, it just snowed and snowed and snowed up here. And when I went cross country skiing for 3 days, and the lodge, the concrete apron around the lodge was heated, so it never melted, it never froze. But on the edge of the concrete, the snow was 4 feet above the concrete. That's a deep lodge. So they cut steps into the snow so you could climb up to the
really?
Snow.
Really?
Yeah.
They cut steps into the snow.
Into
but
the
I mean,
snow.
Then the snow melts pretty quickly.
No, there was so much snow it didn't melt.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was, and there was just miles and miles and miles of ski trails in that really, really deep snow.
You have way too much energy if you have.
It's cross country skiing. It wasn't even downhill.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like too much exercise.
Oh, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I like to ski downhill.
Yeah.
That I can handle, but I don't know if I can go to Colorado and, you know, do like those hills. Because my husband told me I won't go down a black diamond at home, but he says, well, those are the bunny hills when you're in Vail. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll sit in the lodge.
Yep, that's it, sit in the lodge.
Why, you
drink hot chocolate, that's it. Yep, that's right.
Well, he has skied since he was young,
right?
I didn't learn to ski until after we got married. There's a lot of things I didn't do until we got married. But we didn't, you know, we didn't do that.
I'm not opposed
stuff.
To the principle.
My mom and dad
just
didn't
never
do that.
Did
we didn't do that.
Sure,
so.
Too interesting. It's like
I've learned a lot in the last 25 years.
Okay, see, we're going to see the rail line down there? We're going to be going down there.
We went skiing quite a bit last winter, which we hadn't done in a long time, so it's nice.
My ears are going to.
So you've actually got some hills in the Midwest for skiing on.
We actually go up to Wisconsin, so it's like a 2 hour drive.
Okay.
So it's not really too bad.
Okay.
In Michigan, same thing, just
yeah.
About a couple hour drive. So.
That's the same, you know, if you want to drive from Sacramento, you could be up in the snow in 2 hours.
Yeah. So. But I would imagine those hills are probably way steeper than the ones I want to do.
They are. Yes, Sierra skiing is pretty good. Like Tahoe is
okay.
The best skiing in the
yep.
Country. Yeah,
no, they're always
yeah.
Late. It's
yeah.
Like,
hey, got a double stack.
So would we still be in California?
We are, yep, yeah, we are still in California.
Huh.
Yep.
An hour.
Yeah, because we still have to go to what? Truckee?
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah, not terribly long after Truckee. We'll cross the Nevada State.
Where's Truckee? I mean, when was, did we go past Truckee?
We haven't passed Truckee yet.
Oh, really?
No. No. Nope, we are a fair bit behind schedule.
Yeah, we are.
We are.
Thank you for letting
me know. If we're 2 hours behind, we're about another 20 minutes out.
From Truckee?
Yeah.
Okay.
If we're, you know, there, but it's hard to say.
Yeah.
So
we'll get here midnight tonight.
What do you do? Because you seem like you have a lot of history and knowledge, stuff like that. So it seems like you need something online. But
I haven't found a way to make it pay. I just listen a lot and read a lot. I don't know, I like learning things, especially about places where I am.
Wow. That's cool, though, that you pick up all that information like that. That's nice to know.
Rachel's been learning all sorts of tidbits from me.
You can be very, very knowledgeable, huh? Line's getting bigger again.
Oh, Lord.
Lucky I got my M&M's. So, is that your husband next to you?
No. My husband is at home.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
He was the guy that was in the car accident.
Yeah, mine was.
That your kids are taking care of.
Oh, yeah.
I never caught his name, but we were sitting across one another earlier.
Oh, so you didn't know him?
No.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's just one of the things about traveling on the train is that
good to talk to people.
You share your benches with people, you know, here in the lounge, and then when you're in the dining car, unless there are four people at your table, you're gonna have at least one person that you don't know at your table. And I've met some really nice people before.
Yeah,
we have since we've been on the train the last
week and a half.
Yeah. Well, you talk to somebody new all the time. It's really nice.
Mm.
Everybody has been super, super nice.
Mm.
Yeah. I've actually, you know, met some people where it just happened that I either sat with them twice while on the train, or they would pass by me, or I'd walk by them in the diner car. And that was always fun. I'd walk by somebody, and I'd remember their voice, and I'd remember their name. And I'd say, "Hey, John, what's up?" And they're like, "Holy cow, how did you know it was me?" But yeah, really nice people. I've met a lot of people from other parts of the world who are doing the big long train trip because they want to see the world, the country. I've met people from New Zealand and Australia and England and Germany. And
I don't think they changed them at Rockland because we wouldn't have lived in the coal facts.
I think going up to Canada and stuff would be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
To check that out.
Canada's great.
Yeah.
I like it.
My dad doesn't have a passport, and I thought, oh, that's going to take too long, he wouldn't get it, so
nope.
By the time we left.
No, it's too bad. Oh, well.
There's
no,
us next time.
That's
okay?
It. Yeah, another time. That's right.
Did you finish your drink?
I did.
Do you want some more?
You're off. I didn't take it.
Oh, duh. What did I ask?
Well, duh.
What did I just say?
I don't want it to go to waste.
No.
Oh, just a second, and then it's yours.
Back, you drove it back to Chicago, and they wound up having to use it because one of the ones up front failed.
Sorry,
no,
I didn't. How about you? It's all yours.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Excuse me, I'm coming down. All right, you be right out of your way, girl.
No problem.
All right. We need to get a hold of the conductor.
You can probably ask her to pay for that. I think I will.
Maybe you can ask one of these gentlemen.
Her name's Des.
Are the conductors?
There's one note, but they're not with the train station.
Can we get a hold of a conductor, do you think? Do you know?
I don't know where he is.
Can you get on the PA?
I can go look for him.
Oh, we need to get a hold of one.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. May I have your attention, please?
What's the problem?
Right to the diner, and I'm
where
going to see
the
flight train. And make dinner reservation. In the event that I've missed you and you'd like to dine with us, please come see me in the dining car.
Where our conductor is?
You want to make a dinner reservation? Please see me in
the
dining car.
Could be anywhere on the train. I'll have to go
look. This way we could do it.
Could you? Where are you located?
We're right now up here. Hold on a minute.
Could you just page the conductor to come down here?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was trying to ask.
I'm asking the guy here. Can you just page the conductor down here?
You guys just do the tour.
I'd ask the attendant, ask this attendant here, you know, like...
Go ahead. Go, come on.
You know, at the... I would just make an announcement. Unless it was an announcement. I would just call you.
Come on.
I would ask the lounge car attendant.
I guess that would really depend on the
they're probably using the bus or something to pick up the group at the train station. And I'm trying to get
because we're running out of
yeah.
What you need to do is borrow some
rice. Kind of my feeling is when we get to the train station, we'll kind of get the lay of the land. And if there's a way we can easily get to the Nugget, we can take it. If there's not, they have both with down and
bring it. Oh, okay.
There's a bus we can hop on.
Yeah.
Throw the guy, you know, give her $20 or whatever.
Yeah.
Established as a lumber processing center in 1864.
Wow, what do you know?
Supported construction of the railroad and
little Truckee.
Oh, okay, Truckee. You're getting close to me in 2 hours, bud.
Trucking was wild and lawless with countless lining Main Street. As in many western towns, fire was a constant threat, and portions of Truckee burned to the ground six times between 1871 and 1882.
Wow.
Because everything was made of wood.
Before World War II, the Southern Pacific Railroad had a branch line from Truckee to the west shore of Lake Tahoe. Feature on that line was called the Safety Car. The number eight directly from Oakland, California to the lake. Upon awakening in the morning, the passengers greeted the sight of the beautiful blue waters of Lake Tahoe. The branch line was abandoned in 1943. But the road bed has been saved and used today as a bicycle and hike route. Today, Truckee is the center of a vast recreation area. Our elevation, Truckee,
5,900 feet.
Roll
down. So, fire, swings, western town. What was it? Oh, Lake Tahoe. So, what's amazing about Lake Tahoe is you can stand on the shore of Lake Tahoe, and it's huge, 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 and very deep, and it's surrounded by mountains. So, I've stood there in July, standing, it's beautiful weather outside, standing on the beach, water's at your feet, and if you look up, you see the mountains above you, and they have snow on them.
Whoa.
Because they're so high that the snow doesn't melt.